September 8th. Jesus says, I said, there are different dwelling places of my Father in heaven, not to say that the inhabitants of heaven will have different forms of happiness and the enjoyment of God, because they are closer to, or further from Him, but to say that they will be in the rank to which charity has predestined them, and to which their called spirit has remained faithful on earth. Contemplative and the active, preachers and mystics, missionaries for whom the earth appeared small, and recklesses who, from their monastic cells or Calvary rooms, disseminated their charity over all souls, and my word to all souls, to whom others allowed my word to go. Know, however, that, even if others prevent the spokesman from carrying out the mission for which I chose them, their place in heaven is and remains the one which their faithfulness to the vocation, to spread my word has merited for them. The ranks of the evangelizers. And they will join the palm of martyrdom to the blazing sword of my word, which mortally wounds heresy and the father of heresy. For they are martyrs of men, though without bloodshed. Martyrs with a long martyrdom, crueler and more multiform, than the one which the pagans meted out to many confessors of Christ. The heavenly Jerusalem, as seen by your great namesake, John, the seer of Patmos, has 12 gates and 12 foundations. For people enter the city of the saints through many gates. By many ways, by many missions. And also because through different missions, faithfully carried out, faithful spirits build the eternal city of God. And the gates are made of pearls, the pearl represents a tear, because people enter heaven by means of pain. And there are no saints who, for one reason or another, allowed by God or brought about by men moved by Satan, or by Satan himself, or granted them at their request by God himself have entered heaven except by virtue of their perfect suffering. Pain opens the gates to eternal joy. I am glorious, I, the Christ, the God-man, because I suffered greater pain than that endured by other men. But I truly tell you, that you belong to the foundation made of amethyst. Because you are the lover, penitent for the sake of all, because you carried mourning for your crucified Jesus, throughout your life, because you always bore the insignia of penance and humility, because you are my eternal violet, soul of mine, my blood in your chalice. Your pearls, the tears they make you shed, upon the hearts of your crucifiers. But if my blood is a balm inebriating you, and inflaming you with loving joy and impressing upon you the sign saving from extermination, your tears upon the hearts of your crucifiers, will be remorse after having been the sign, and measure of their destiny and their charity. Because where there is little charity, there is little divine light. And man is blind and unjust, when he is not joined, illuminated, and sanctified by union with God. Truly, there is no real charity, where the word is frustrated by frustrating his voices,